When we thin slice, when we recognize patterns and make snap judgments, we do this process of editing unconsciously. When Thomas Hoving first saw the kouros, the thing his eyes were drawn to was how fresh it looked. Federico Zeri focused instinctively on the fingernails. In both cases, Hoving and Zeri brushed aside 1,000 other considerations about the way the sculpture looked and zeroed in on a specific feature that told them everything they needed to know. I think we get in trouble when this process of editing is disrupted, when we can't edit, or we don't know what to edit, or our environment doesn't let us edit. Remember Sheena Iyengar, who did the research on speed dating? She once conducted another experiment, in which she set up a tasting booth with a variety of exotic gourmet jams at the upscale grocery store Draeger's in Menlo Park, California. Sometimes the booth had 6 different jams, and sometimes Iyengar had 24 different jams on display. She wanted to see whether the number of jam choices made any difference in the number of jams sold. Conventional economic wisdom, of course, says that the more choices consumers have, the more likely they are to buy, because it is easier for consumers to find the jam that perfectly fits their needs. But Iyengar found the opposite to be true. 30% of those who stopped by the 6th choice booth ended up buying some jam, while only 3% of those who stopped by the bigger booth bought anything. Why is that? Because buying jam is a snap decision. You say to yourself, instinctively, I want that one. And if you are given too many choices, if you're forced to consider much more than your unconscious is comfortable with, you get paralyzed. Snap judgments can be made in a snap because they are frugal. And if we want to protect our snap judgments, we have to take steps to protect that frugality. This is precisely what Van Riper understood with Red Team. He and his staff did their analysis, but they did it first, before the battle started. Once hostilities began, Van Riper was careful not to overload his team with irrelevant information. Meetings were brief. Communication between headquarters and the commanders in the field was limited. He wanted to create an environment where rapid cognition was possible. Blue Team, meanwhile, was gorging on information. They had a database, they boasted, with 40,000 separate entries in it. In front of them was the crop, a huge screen showing the field of combat in real time. Experts from every conceivable corner of the U.S. government were at their service. They were seamlessly connected to the commanders of the 4 military services in a state-of-the-art interface. They were the beneficiaries of a rigorous, ongoing series of analyses about what their opponents' next moves might be. But once the shooting started, all of that information became a burden. I can understand how all the concepts that Blue was using translate into planning for an engagement, Van Riper says. But does it make a difference in the moment? I don't believe it does. When we talk about analytic versus intuitive decision-making, neither is good or bad. What is bad is if you use either of them in an inappropriate circumstance. Suppose you had a rifle company pinned down by machine gun fire, and the company commander calls his troops together and says, "We have to go through the command staff with the decision-making process." That's crazy. He should make a decision on the spot, execute it, and move on. If we had Blue's processes, everything we did would have taken twice as long, maybe 4 times as long. The attack might have happened 6 or 8 days later. The process draws you in. You disaggregate everything and tear it apart, but you are never able to synthesize the whole. It's like the weather. A commander does not need to know the barometric pressure or the winds or even the temperature. He needs to know the forecast. If you get too caught up in the production of information, you drown in the data. Paul Van Riper's twin brother James also joined the Marine Corps, rising to the rank of colonel before his retirement. And, like most of the people who know Paul Van Riper well, he wasn't at all surprised at the way Millennium Challenge turned out. Some of these new thinkers say, if we have better intelligence, if we can see everything, we can't lose, Colonel Van Riper said. What my brother always says is, hey, say you're looking at a chessboard. Is there anything you can't see? No. But are you guaranteed to win? Not at all, because you can't see what the other guy is thinking. More and more commanders want to know everything, and they get imprisoned by that idea. They get locked in. But you can never know everything. Did it really matter that Blue Team was many times the size of Red Team? It's like Gulliver's Travels, Colonel Van Riper says. The big giant is tied down by those little rules and regulations and procedures. And the little guy? He just runs around and does what he wants.